confusion.
你明白吗？
Understand?
所以最好的办法是什么呢？
So the best way is
你要这个孩子。
You want this son?
我跟你讨论。
I want to discuss with you.
不要他了。
Don't take.
为了你讲的第一句话。
For the sake of your first statement.
现在收回你第二句话。
Why don't take back the second statement?
免得你再要我顺服这一句，就等于你第一句就做不成了。
Less that you want me to have the second statement, the first statement will not come true.
所以主啊，我们换一换吧。以撒留下来，以色玛利去死好了。
But why don't we keep Isaac and give Ishmael?
这样呢，我就帮助你了。
Then I'm helping you now.
使你做上帝不会丢脸。
So that you will not lose faith in being God.
因为你的应许一定要成功。
Because your promise shall become true.
啊，你看嘛，第一次上帝说我要使你成为大国，成为大族，你的后代有很多人，他一直等等等等，后代很多，后代很多，我的太太肚子都一直那么小。
You say that the first time you say that I'm going to give a big nation, but you waited for a long time that no children come.
所以夫妻晚上讨论。
So they discuss now.
上帝说我们会做多人的父亲。
God said that we're going to be the parents of many people.
莎拉说怎么做？
Sarah said how can you be?
我肚子从来没有大起来。
Because I'm never pregnant.
我想不可能的。
Not possible.
后来再想怎么办呢？
What to do now?
现在85岁了。
I'm 85 now.
现在90岁了。
90 now.
95岁了。
95 now.
他说你95我85。
You are 85. You're 95. I'm 85.
98。
所以 98.
我98是八。
I'm 88.
所以莎拉跟亚伯拉罕讨论讨论。上帝的话怎么成全呢？就帮助上帝。
So Sarah, and
我告诉你
，Abraham, he wanted to help God.
今天很多人在教会是帮助上帝，上帝就不许愿。
So a lot of people in the church want to help God, God is displeased with this.
有很多人看自己了不起。
A lot of people thought they are great.
我的教会很重要。
I'm very important in the church.
是上帝的旨意可以成全。
So God's will can be accomplished.
我替上帝安排，做不成了我替他做。
And they make a lot of plans for God.
所以呢，在莎拉没有生以撒以前14年
So 14 years before Sarah gave birth to this Isaac
他们帮助上帝做了一件大错事
So they helped God and makes a great mistake
既然亚伯拉罕要做多国之父
Since Abraham must be a father of many nations
到现在不能使我怀孕
Now I cannot be pregnant
我献祭
I want to sacrifice
献祭
And give offering.
Present one strategy.
Oh, I want to present a strategy
to help my God.
来帮助我的神
to accomplish His previous promise.
帮助他完成他第一个应许
How to do it?
怎么做呢
I sacrifice myself.
我把自己牺牲了
and give my husband to my mate.
那么给我的丈夫跟我的这个使女
Let them be together.
给他们能够在一起
夏家
Hagar
你帮我嘛因为我要帮上帝
Help me because I want to help God
你跑到我的房间去跟我的丈夫睡觉
Go to my room and sleep with my husband
那么我的丈夫就可以做父亲了
And then my husband can be a father
有生下一大堆他就多国之父
Then give birth to many children Then he become the father of many nations
你生了孕你不要抱交给我来抱大家不知道从哪里来的
So when you give birth don't carry let me carry
所以就跟亚伯兰跟夏家生生生生生生生后来生出个 Osama Bin Laden 出来
And so there's a hacker also bring give birth to all the descendants and
came to Bin Laden 帮助上帝
Helping God you think
我告诉 你如果你在教会在团契里面你以为上帝需要你帮助放下工作不要再做了上帝不需要
If you are in the church in the fellowship you thought you can help God you can let go of all this because God doesn't need your help
哦现在
And now
上帝要把这个独生子拿去
God want to take away this only son
我们再帮助一次好不好
One more time we help him
把这个藏起来
We keep this one
把这个以斯玛利献上去
Ishmael where the offer
那么等上帝说哦，你已经献上来了
When God said OK now you have already sacrificed
上帝满足了
He satisfied
你再拿出来那后代还在
Then you take it and he's still alive
帮助上帝第二次对不对
So you have God for the second time
亚伯兰是不是这样呢
Is Abraham so
亚伯兰实在落到死因幽谷里了进退两难
Abraham fell in the dilemma of the valley of death
他要顺从吗
He want to obey
没有后代
There's no descendant then
以撒献上了
When Isaac is offered to God,
永远没有机会再生孩子。
Forever he doesn't have a son.
亚伯兰现在可能120岁。
Abraham and this time maybe about 120.
太太110岁了。
And the wife is 110.
还能生
Can she still bear?
怎么可以把这个种把它杀掉
？How can we kill the seed?
The only one.
唯一的。
The only one.
独生的。
The only hope.
唯一的盼望。
The seed of the coming history.
乃是历史的种子
主啊
God
你弄错了
Something must be wrong with you.
这个不可能的。
I cannot give this one.
怎么办呢
？What to do now?
我如果顺从
，If I were to obey，
完了
，Finish。
我如果不顺从
，If I don't obey，
也完了
，Also finish。
为什么呢？我如果顺从
，If I were to obey，
我子孙完了。
There's no more descendants.
我如果不顺从
，If I disobey，
我的信仰完了。
My faith is finished.
因为他从前信上帝顺从的，到现在不顺从就完了。
Because in the past they believed in God, obeyed God, now it's finished.
怎么办呢
？What to do now？
啊，要怎么办呢
？What to do？
亚伯拉罕已经养成一个绝对不跟上帝辩论的信仰生活。
Abraham has a life.
你注意听这句话
，Never debate with God.
今天太多人遇到困难骂上帝，责备上帝，与上帝强辩。怪不得你灵性从来没有长进。
Today, so many people when meet with difficulty, they want to debate and argue with God, and that's why your spirituality never grow.
亚伯拉罕这一生已经学过了一件事，绝对不跟上帝辩论。
Abraham for his whole life has learned this one thing: he never argue with God.
Anyway, God is absolutely right.
神是绝对对的。
He can do nothing wrong.
神不会做错事情。
He is absolutely surely nothing wrong.
他是绝对不会做错的。
所以 no.No need to debate with my God.
不必跟我的神来辩驳，
他就接受了。
He accepted.
第二
，second，
他接受了以后呢，如果他讲给太太听，太太一定不明白。
After accepting, he were to discuss with why the wife can never understand.
不但大吵，可能离婚。
Then only they just quarrel. Maybe they want to divorce.
120岁才离婚，全世界知道都很害羞的。
120 years and old, and want to get divorced, you feel so shameful.
所以绝对绝对不跟莎拉讨论。
So absolutely he will not discuss with Sarah.
你说可怜不可怜呢
？So pitiful now.
跟神不辩论，跟老婆不讨论。
Never debate with God and never discuss with the wife now.
那怎么办呢
？What to do?
不知道怎么办呢
？Don't know what to do.
以撒
，Isaac，
起来。
Come, rise.
口里说
，And say，
我们一同去献祭。
Let's go and make sacrifices to God.
心里说
，And how to say，
跟我去，我叫你死。
Go, I'll kill you.
你现在跟我去。
Go, I'll kill you.
我要去杀死你。
I'll kill you.
没有一个人在磨练中间困难到亚伯兰这个事。
There's no one who is like this Abraham who is so much tested.
结果他把刀拿起来
，So he took a knife，
就把这以撒要杀下去了。
And he was about to kill Isaac.
我问你
，I ask you，
为什么他敢？
Why is he there?
你说他顺服吗
？He's obedient.
为什么顺服
？Why is he obedient?
因为他信上帝。
He believes in God.
信而顺从，此外别无办法。
Believe and obey. There's no other way.
若要得耶稣喜悦
，You want to please Jesus?
只有信靠顺从。
Only way to obey and also to do it.
为什么要杀
？Why to kill?
因为顺服。
Because of obedience.
为什么顺服
？Why obedience?
因为信。
Because belief.
信什么
？Believe what?
信上帝说什么就什么。
Believe whatever God says.
我告诉你不是的。
No,
因为他相信，我不必辩论。
Because he believes I don't have to argue.
上帝自己说，一定要从这里生出后代出
来。Because God said that from this one will come the descendants.
那么上帝叫我现在杀这个。
So God wants me to kill this one.
我不必怕。
I don't have to be afraid.
因为这个以后是万族的根源。
Because this one is the origin of all descendants.
所以
，So
我现在杀。
I kill
也不要紧。
Never mind.
因为上帝会叫他复活。
Because God will let him resurrect.
你明白吗？所以亚伯兰在最大的困难最大的矛盾冲突的中间信仰产生了复活的盼望
So in the biggest conflict and also suffering that because of faith they produce a concept of resurrection
上帝没有说、哎、你叫他死我会叫他复活
God never,
如果上帝这样讲呢他的信就变成一个不是挣扎出来的信
God never said to kill and cause him resurrect because if so then it is not the faith that comes from struggling
这个全本圣经第一个复活的观念
in the first concept of resurrection the whole Bible
是从最大的矛盾上帝话语中的人理性不能明白的最痛苦的挣扎中间磨练出来的一个新的
it comes from the conflict the most difficulty when he struggled and then they produced the concept of resurrection
我几十年传上帝的道
a few tens of years I preach the word of God
也思想也佩服为什么圣经说亚伯兰是信心之人的父
The more I study, the more I believe, and also I admire why is the Bible says that Abraham is the father of all believers.
我们所有信心的人的父亲是亚伯兰
And we have the faith, but he is the father of faith.
他相信上帝既然能使无变有，上帝一定能使死复活。
Because he believes they're going to create ex nihilo, he also can cause the dead to rise from dead.
你看，没有一个宗教曾经有过一次任何一个人在任何一个时代里面有一次这样的观念。
There's no single religion whereby at any time there's any one person produces such a thought.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
复活的观念是存在圣经里。
The concept of resurrection only comes from the Bible.
亚伯兰是第一个。 产生有复活观念信仰的人。
And Abraham is the one that produces the faith of resurrection.
第二样。
The second.
第一个有文字记载信仰观念的是亚约伯。
The one who first put it in writing of this resurrection concept is Job.
那约伯是不是跟亚伯拉罕修修修？后来他也懂了。
Job, did he learn from Abraham and later he learned this fact?
我不知道。
I don't know.
圣经没有讲。
The Bible never says.
亚伯兰去找约伯、哦、原来你讲我就写下来我相信了、
oh, maybe Job go and interview Abraham and they say you believe in such a word so I write it down
所以呢是亚伯兰跟约伯同时期吗
so is he the contemporary of Job and also Abraham
或者亚伯兰比他早或者约伯比他迟的
is Abraham earlier than Job and Job is later than the, this Abraham
请李博士你看法怎么样
不知道、
啊、我告诉你我这几天问没有一个人敢说我知道
nobody dare to say that they know
神修博士神修博士不知道不是很笨吗不是很谦卑不知道就说不知道
If you don't know you say don't know
为什么说不知道呢
Why
唐牧师知道不知道
Reverend Doug do you know
我也不知道
I don't know
为什么不知道
Why
因为如果约伯比亚伯兰更迟的话
Because if Job was later than Abraham
那么约伯记里面应当有亚伯兰的名字在里面
Then in the book of Job, they must contain the name of Abraham.
如果亚伯拉罕是比约伯更迟的话
If Abraham is later than Job,
约伯的名字应当在五经里面
Then Job's name must appear in the Pentateuch.
但是亚伯兰整个生平的五经中就没有提约伯
But then in the Pentateuch, never mentioned about Job.
约伯整个记录里面没有提亚伯拉罕
The record of the book of Job also never mentioned about Abraham.
所以表示遥远地区有同样的信仰
Between the two places with a distant away, they have the same faith.
不同的血统中间有同样的真理的认知
In different blood they have the same connection of the fact
神拣选了亚伯兰
God has elected Abraham
神在别的地方也用了约伯
In other places God has used Job
这才告诉我们真正第一次 globalization 是上帝做的
And the first globalization has come from God actually
感谢上帝
Praise God
所以约伯怎样体会复活的事情
Job how does he experience this resurrection
从亚伯兰一样
Like Abraham,
在死荫的幽谷
in the valley of death,
最大的困难中间
the most difficult time,
没有办法辩论
no way to argue with God,
没有办法讨论的时候
no way to discuss it,
信仰就冲出来了
and then there come faith.
今天许多时候我们在辩论中间把信仰辩死了
many times in our debate and argument, we put our belief dead.
在讨论中间把信仰讨好以人而妥协
and also in discussion, we compromise our belief.
要不然不能辩论。
Abraham cannot debate with God.
亚伯兰也不能讨论。
He cannot discuss.
因为信不在论的范围之中。
Because our faith is not contained in discussion.
信可被论，而信不在论中。
Because faith can be discussed, but then it is not produced in discussion.
信在论里面可以解释，但是信超过所有的解释。
In our discussion, it can be explained, but then it transcends all discussion.
所以信在论之上。
Faith transcends our discussion.
信的本身就是一个突破
and faith is a breakthrough.
照样在约伯也是如此
Also with Job,
我有什么辩论呢？
How
我与上帝辩论，他不回答我。
Arguing with God, he never answered.
我与朋友辩论，他不经历我的经历。
I argue with a friend, they never experience what I experience.
那个朋友跟他辩论，你受苦，因为你没有敬畏上帝，你受苦，因为你犯罪，你该受刑罚，因为上帝是公义的。绝对不会使义人受苦
You suffer because you never fear God and you're a righteous man and that's why you want to suffer
他们的辩论是他们的肤浅的经验里面产生出来
Because the debate produces from the superficial experiences
那么亚约伯呢
Job
全身生疮
He was a boy throughout the body
连要讲话的口室周围都是疮
Even the mouth filled with boys
你的这样痛苦怎么样相信上帝
In such a suffering hard time How can you believe in God
前几天我拿刀不小心刺到自己的手
A few days ago I was careless I cut myself
流了好多的血
oozing out
我就用布包起来
I bandaged it
包的时候呢
When I bandaged it
我感谢主
I praise God
还有一些地方没有割到可以包可以扎可以粘住
Because there are still places where intact, I can bandage it.
你想想看
But you just think,
全身生疮
The whole body is covered with boils.
整个身体都是
The whole body is covered with boils.
那你粘布要粘在哪里呢
So where are you going to put a bandage?
没有空白的皮可以粘的
No place for you to put a bandage.
全身都是疮
The whole body is filled with boils.
要全身包起来吗
Can you bandage the whole body?
你多么痛苦没有人可以想象又不受痛苦的时候经历了多么孤单的一段时刻
Such a difficult time that this he has gone through He feels so isolated
大家这样受苦的时候
when he was suffering.
朋友再来骂他。
The friend even come to scold him.
你一定有罪不认，你看已经这样还不认罪。
It is because you're sinful and you never acknowledge confess your sin.
你该死的。
And you must die surely.
怎么可以说上帝不对？
How can you say God is wrong?
上帝公义的。
God is righteous.
上帝一定不会做错事。
God will not do anything wrong.
好，认罪认罪吧。
You must confess.
又不知道他不是因为罪受苦的。
Job know that he suffered not because of sin.
神又不回答他。
God never answered him.
所以他说：“上帝啊，我知道你在这里。”
He said, "God, I know you're here."
但是我要向前的时候
，But when I move forward,
我找不到你。
I cannot find you.
我四周观看
，I look around,
也找不到你。
I cannot find you.
唯愿我知道在哪里可以找到我的上帝。
How I wish for a place where I can find you.
我要亲眼在他面前辩证我自己今天所受的苦难。
And before his eye, I want to argue for myself.
向他陈明我心里面的痛苦。
And also to confess my suffering within me.
上帝静静的。
God keep silent.
让他叫。
He will cry.
不讲话。
God keep silent.
这样的灵性你遇过吗？
So have you met some spirituality?
你有没有说好像祷告人没有人知道，上帝也不听呀
？Have you ever prayed as if no one listened to you?
哦，让那些害你的人好像更有力量、更得胜，一直继续害。
So that those who oppress you as if that they're more victorious.
在这样的状况中间呢
？In such a time,
突然间苦难把他逼到一个信仰的复活观念跑出来。
Suddenly, this faith forced them to a corner whereby there's a truth coming from it.
这是历史上第一次。
This is the first time in history.
Job 就讲一句话了。
Job said this.
虽然这样。
Even though
我知道
I know,
我的救赎主活着
My Redeemer lived
末了
And finally
他要站在这个地上
You will stand on this ground
那个时候
And then
我这个皮肉灭绝以后
Even my physical body perishes
皮肉灭绝为什么因为他没有木乃伊吗
Because he doesn't have a mummy with him
所以皮肉灭绝就是死啊
So even the skin the body
我锈烂了
I grab,
我死了
I die,
我腐化了以后
I iterate,
我比着肉体之外的见上帝
Outside my body, I will see my God、
啊、你说这个很容易了解吗死了以后灵魂跑去见上帝就这样吗
So after that, your soul go and meet God That's easy to understand
我告诉你不是的
No
这三节圣经隐藏的里面的奥秘
These three verses have a profundity in it
一句一句相接连有机性的奥秘
One by one with an organic connection
我深知我的救赎主活着
I truly believe my Redeemer liveth
末了必站立在地上
In the last day will stand up on the earth
我在这皮肉灭绝之后
After the deterioration of my physical body
我必在肉身之外见上帝
Outside my body I'll meet my God
我要见他
I will see him
我要亲眼用我的眼睛看见他
With my own eyes I'll see him
不像外人
Not like others
那是我的心在我里面消化了
But then my heart melted within me.
这三节圣经在约伯记第十九章二十五、二十六、二十七。现在我们打开。
Job chapter 19 verses 25, 26, 37.
什么书
？The book of Job.
约伯记第几章？十九章第几节？二五、二六、二七。约伯记在哪里
？Verses 25, 26, 27.
创世纪的前面。
The book of Job is before Genesis.
你们找不到，去找目录。
Go and find a table content.
我绝对不赞成牧师告诉你就有几面、几百、几十面。没有，你自己找。
I will not tell you the page.
约伯记十九章，找不到的看创世纪前面。二十五、二十六、二十七。
Verse 25, 26, 27.
一同来读一、二、三。我知道我的救赎主活了，末了必站立在地上。我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外再见上帝。我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人。我的心肠在我里面消灭了。好，现在我把这个有机的奥秘关联把它讲出来。
I will tell this organic
大家看
linkage。
我在痛苦中间
，in my suffering，
我不知道怎么样跟他辩论。
I don't know how to argue with him，
也没有办法陈明我的案件。
I cannot confess also my things，
更没有办法讨回我的公道。
And also cannot have my righteousness back。
虽然如此
，even though so，
这样痛苦
，such suffering I have，
我里面的信仰出来了
，my faith comes，
我知道。
I know
我的救赎主活着
My Redeemer lives
活在哪里啊
Where does he live
你不要问我
Don't ask me
我知道他活着
I know he lives
I'm serving a living Lord
我是、这个服侍一个复活的主
他是救赎我的主 My Redeemer
My Redeemer
救赎的
He redeemed me
什么叫做救赎呢
What do I redeem
把我挽回过来
He redeemed me.
把我从最终讲救过来。
And redeemed me from sin.
使我不再受上帝的愤怒。
So no more I'm the wrath of God.
使我可以得到新的生命。
I can have a new life.
这个叫做救赎啊。
That's called salvation.
赎回来。
Redeemed.
我的价值赎回来了。
I redeemed of the value.
你是我的救赎主。
You're my redeemer.
我知道我的救赎主或作。
I know my redeemer lives.
你看，这 live 是现代式的，他现在活着。
He is our life.
长久活的。
Eternally.
活到什么时候呢
？Until when?
末了，站在地上。
Until the end when it's spent upon the earth.
最后世界末日的时候，我的救赎主站在全地的审判者。
So the end time when my redeemer becomes the judge of the whole earth.
那么那个时候
，At that time,
哪一代的人受审判呢
？Which generation will be judged?
就是最后那一代喽。
The last one is.
因为末了他来的时候
，Because the last when he came,
前代的人都死了。
The previous one died.
就剩下那一代。
Only the last.
所以那一代就站着在那边受他审判。
And they will stand there be judged.
那么我呢
？What about me?
我不是在那一代嘛。
I'm not in that generation.
我在这一代嘛。
I'm in this generation.
我这一代不久以后怎么办呢
？My this generation, what will happen?
我皮肉就灭绝了嘛。
My skin will destroy.
怎么知道呢？还没有死就满身生疮了嘛。
Because even before I die, I had boils.
就皮肉就在灭绝了嘛。
So this skin is
not
destroyed. I cannot be healed.
我要用粘布粘在哪里也不知道。
No bandages can do it.
我全身都生疮了。
My whole body has boils.
我慢慢看自己死。
So I see myself.
在我皮肉灭绝之后。
After the destruction of my skin.
在我肉体之外得见他。
And outside my body, I'll see him.
在哪里见他
？Where?
在末后的时候见他。
In the end.
当他审判万有的时候。
When he just holds it,
世界末日的时候
，at the end time of the world，
我那时候见他
，at that time I saw him，
是不是我的身体现在死，我的灵魂一直等到他来的时候就见他
，that my body die now and my soul live today until that day when I see him，
请你注意啊
，pay attention，
原来这一节圣经里面有一个奥秘
，here there is a mystery，
是原来在启示中间。原先很难了解。
In the progressive revelation, initially it's difficult to understand.
In the beginning, it's very difficult to understand. 为什么呢
？Why?
It is 希伯来文这个字。
Because in Hebrew, this word
在这里可以两种翻译。
It can be translated in two ways.
I will see him outside of my body.
我在我身体之外要见他。
又可以翻译成 I will see him inside my body.
In the English version, NIV said, I will see him in my body.
所以呢 King James version.
King James Version,
NIV Version,
NIV 翻译本
都翻译成跟中文完全不同。
It's totally reverse as to the Chinese translation.
中文圣经说什么呢
？The Chinese translation says,
我皮肤灭绝之后
，When my skin has been destroyed，
我就在身体之外
，Outside my body, I'll see him。
英文圣经说什么
？The English Bible says，
我的皮肤灭绝之后
，And after my skin has been destroyed，
我在肉体之内看见他
，In my body, I shall see him。
那么这个。In my body, this is a second body.
那么在这个身体是第二个身体了。
This is not the corrupt body.
不是已经腐烂的身体。
This is not the mortal body.
不是这个朽坏的身体。
But it's another body.
是另外一个身体。
为什么呢
？Why?
The new body.
新的身体。
The second body.
第二个身体。
Means a resurrected body.
是我们复活荣耀的身体。
我这个皮肉灭绝之后
，When this skin has been destroyed，
我重新又得到一个新的复活的身体。
I'll have another resurrected body，
但我要在那个身体里面。
It is in that body，
我看见他。
I see him，
我亲眼看见他。
With my own eyes I see him，
那个身体。
And that body，
有我的亲自的眼睛。
I have my own eyes，
我要有新的身体。
With a new body，
新的眼睛。
New eyes，
我在这眼睛在这个身体里面亲自看见他。
And with this body in this eye I'll see myself，
那什么时候呢？
When
末日的时候
，at the end time，
耶稣基督来审判万有的时候
，when Jesus comes to judge the world，
他站在地上
，he will stand on the earth，
我在我肉身之中
，in my body，
我见他
，I see him，
我亲自见他
，physically，
不像外人
，not like others，
因为我现在认识他
，but now I know him，
我知道他
，I know him，
那时候他知道我
，and that he knows me too，
不像外人
，not like another，
什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
又把无形之中就点出来，在末日的时候，所有人都要复活，而他。要有个新的身体，亲眼在肉身之内看见耶稣。
We say unconsciously, this I don't know that in the last day he will have a resurrected body and he will see God himself.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这是圣经里面两个很特别的人。
So this is very two very special person in the Bible.
Abraham 有信仰中的复活观念。
And also in faith he has a concept of resurrection.
又把
Job
有信仰中的复活记载。
In faith, he has a record of resurrection.
一个从困难中间生出复活的信念。
For one, in difficulty emerges this concept of resurrection.
一个从试炼中间生出复活的文字。
For another, in a trial, this emerges writing of resurrection.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这些都是所有宗教所没有的。
And all this is contained in any other religion.
这次我会在纽约叫苦难神学。
This time I will be teaching a course called the Theology of Suffering in New York.
苦难从佛教的思想是一念的果子。
From this Buddhism, this suffering comes from our desire and lust.
你越有欲，你就越苦。
The more you have the desire and lust, the more suffering you are.
所以要用慈悲怜悯去解除苦。
So you must have a mercy to do away with the lust and desire.
要除情除欲去解除苦。
You must remove your lust, your desire.
到了涅槃的地步的时候
，When it comes to nirvana,
苦就不存在了。
Then the suffering will not exist anymore.
所以整个佛教的观念中间呢
，So the whole concept of Buddhism,
苦是一个不应当存在，最后要消灭的东西。
Suffering is something that shouldn't exist, and finally it will quench.
是一个消极性的一个存在。
It's a passive existence.
应当消灭掉的东西。
It must be taken away.
但是在基督教圣经里面不是如此。
But then in the Bible teaching, it's not the same.
苦难是必须存在的一个阶段。
Suffering is a state whereby necessarily it must exist.
苦难是进到完全的一个必须存在的要素。
And also it is a very important element whereby it will take us to perfection.
而我们又不能把所有的苦跟罪一定连在一起。
But we cannot necessarily relate to this suffering and sin.
所以你今天看这两个例子。
So you see these two examples.
亚伯兰在苦难中
，Abraham in suffering
发生复活的信念。
It emerges this concept of resurrection.
又不在苦难中
，Job also in suffering
写下复活的信念。
He has wrote down the concept of resurrection.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
别的宗教没有的。
Other religions has none of this.
都隐藏在圣经里面。
But then it's all hidden in the Bible.
第三件大的事情。
And the third big event.
就是神亲口说。
God personally said.
死亡要被打败。
And this death will be destroyed.
眼泪要被擦干。
And the tear will be wiped away.
羞耻要被除去。
The shame will be removed.
吞灭死亡直到永远。
And also you engulf death until eternity.
这就隐藏了复活的应许了。
That has the promise of resurrection.
在全本圣经的这个 progressive revelation 的 process 里面
，in the process of progressive revelation in the Bible，
看一步一步带领
，step by step，
一步一步带领
，step by step，
到最高峰的时候
，when it comes to climax，
耶稣说：“我就是生命。”
Jesus said， I'm the life。”
我就是复活。
I'm resurrection。
那才达到真正启示的最高潮。
Then truly it comes to the acme of this revelation。
今天我不会讲到那边。
Today I'm not going to talk on that。
我要讲的旧约观念的进展。到一个地步就停止。
I'll talk about the progressive revelation of Old Testament until certain state. I'll stop it.
以赛亚先知
，Prophet Isaiah，
根据传说
，According to this the teaching，
是死的最凄惨的。
He is the one who died the most pitiful.
他生的最尊贵。
He born as very honorably.
死的最凄惨。
The death with the mercy.
为什么呢
？Why？
他生在王族里面。
He was born in a royal blood.
他跟皇帝是有。血统关系
He has a royal blood
所以生在很尊贵的传统
He was,
家族里面
He was born in a royal family with dignity
而根据传说
But then according to the teaching
以赛亚死的时候
The tradition says when he died
人用锯子把他的腰从中间那样把他锯成两段让他死
He was sawed into two halves
如果锯头
If we had sawed the head
是很悲惨的
It's very
锯腰
But the soul, even the waist,
更悲惨的
even more pitiful,
因为他自己可以看见自己被拒
because he can see himself being sold,
看自己怎样死
and how did he die?
以赛亚
Isaiah,
知道有一天他会死
you know, one day he should die.
但是上帝就透过这一个死的最凄惨的坚持告诉我们死有一天要失败
But then through this prophet who died the terrible death that God said that the death will be conquered.
所以他记载了全本就有唯一一次得胜死亡是用吞灭的办法这种词句
So he used this phrase saying that the death will be engulfed The only prophet who had written it in the whole testament
我们大家看以赛亚书二十五章第八节
Isaiah chapter 25 verse 8
以赛亚书二十五章第八节
Isaiah 25
我先念一遍以后你们一同大家念一遍他已经吞灭死亡直到永远主耶和华
比他几个人脸上的眼泪，又除掉普天下他百姓的羞辱，因为这是耶和华说的。大家同读，他已经吞灭死亡，直到永远。主耶和华必擦去个人脸上的眼泪，又除掉普天下他百姓的羞辱，因为这是耶和华说的。
He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken.
Swallow up the death.
那就把这个死亡吞灭了，
他要吞灭死亡 ，forever and evermore。
也 swallow up death forever，
永远吞灭
，forever and ever。
你说除掉死亡就好
，you just remove death is good enough。
得胜死亡就好了
，to be victorious over death is good enough。
胜过死亡
，to be victorious over death。
He conquered death，
conquered
victorious over death，
征服。
He demolished death，
把这个死亡除去了。
He removed death。
把那挪去了。
Are those not enough?
不够吗
？This they say he swallowed up the death.
把死亡吞灭了。
把死亡吞灭了。
Swallow
怎么用吞灭
？What is swallowing up?
我想很久哎。
I've pondered for a long time.
这四十年来啊。
What is 40 years?
我不知道用多少时间想这一件。
I don't know how much time I pondered on this.
后来我想到一个特别的意义。
So I thought a special meaning.
今天我恐怕没有时间讲，因为要解释这一句需要另外五到七分钟的时间。
So I don't have time to explain this.
但我把最近的一个经验告诉你。
But a recent experience I share with you.
我先告诉你，吞是什么
？What am I swallowing?
是把别的存在归入你的存在里面。
Which is you are putting other existence into your own existence.
所以它就不再存在了。
So when it is no more existing,
只有你是存在的。
Only you exist.
所以得胜吞灭死亡。
So victorious swallowing up death,
死亡就不存在了。
And death no more exists.
得胜的生命就存在。
But the victorious life now exists.
所以复活是什么呢？
So what is resurrection?
是生命吞灭死亡叫做复活。
It's life swallowing up death, and that's called resurrection.
你说唐牧师，我还不明白。
I don't understand yet.
好，最近呢，我坐飞机的时候
，Recently when I took a plane,
每次飞机要到的时候
，Every time when it's about to land,
就一些的就很好看的东西出来，动物跳来跳去
，Some very beautiful thing appears, animals jump,
很漂亮的音乐在后面
，And beautiful music,
使大家要下飞机的。轻松一下，不会太紧张。
So that you are not feel tense when you're about to land.
但有一个这一个景幕
，But there was a scene
很吸引我的
，attracted me.
我也不记得是一只什么动物。
I don't know what animal that was.
在那里睡觉
，was sleeping there.
那一只昆虫一直在口上飞来飞去飞。
But the insect was hovering that around.
它被搅扰
，so it was disturbed.
它头歪来歪去
，disturbed and moved the head.
它在那里睡觉嘛。
It is sleeping.
那个昆虫一直在那边动作。
Insect was hovering around.
结果它就把它吃掉了。
And that the animal swallowed it.
就把它吞下去了。
Swallowed the insect.
吞完了以后呢
？And after that,
它在睡觉。
Continues to sleep.
现在没有人搅扰了。
No one is disturbing now.
我就明白这件事。
I understand this first now.
被吞灭掉了。
Being swallowed up.
你明白吗
？So understand.
耶稣基督睡觉。
Jesus sleeping.
死亡来搅扰他。
And the death come to disturb him.
以为他是耶稣死了。
It thought he caused
Jesus to die. 死到耶稣的身上。
And when death come to Jesus.
耶稣就把死亡吞掉。
And Jesus swallowed up death.
耶稣活过来了。
And then he resurrected.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
他吞灭了死亡。
Because he swallowed up death.
直到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
他擦干我们的眼泪。
He wiped away our tears.
他除去他百姓的羞耻。
He also put away the disgrace of his people.
耶和华亲口讲。
Jehovah spoke.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我今天先讲旧约啊。
I want to talk about Old Testament.
明年如果有复活节，我再讲新。
Next year when I come to Easter day, I'll talk about another one.
好不好？好，我知道你们也已经参加复活节了。
You've attended the Easter service.
可能你们也听到很多复活节很重要、很好的道理。
I heard many messages about the Easter days.
但我相信我所讲的跟你们这一个复活节听的一定不一样的。
I believe that what I've spoken is different from what you heard.
我要建立你们这一批人信仰的根基。
I want to establish a foundation of faith.
最后
，finally，
就有一段的圣经。
Old Testament there is a verse
很特别的
，very special，
提到末世的复活。
Talk about the resurrection in the end
time. 义人复活
，the resurrection of the righteous.
恶人也复活
，and the evil man also resurrected.
遵行上帝旨意的人也复活。
He who do the will of God resurrected.
复活以后享受上帝为他预备的一切。
After resurrection,
你说哪里有
what God has prepared for them?
那哪里圣经有提这样的事情？
Where in the Bible?
有没有？
Where?
我刚才看的，跟听你讲，你都好像看不到，对不对
？As if you never read that.
又奇怪，每次我看不到的，唐牧师看到。
So you've seen it? I've never seen it.
因为我用望远镜，你没有用嘛
？Because I use the binoculars, you never use it.
我现在要给你看有一件很特别的一段圣经。
There's a special passage in the Bible.
上帝应许复活来到。
God has promised that resurrection shall come.
他吞灭死亡以后。
After he swallowed up death,
他的复活要怎么样使万人复活
？So he resurrected, caused all to resurrect.
我们大家看，好不好？但以理书
，Daniel the book of Daniel，
最后一章
，the book of Daniel，
第几章？但以理最后一章第几章
？The book of Daniel the last chapter， what where？
第几章？你们不懂圣经怎么会回答？十二章，但以理书在哪里
？Chapter twelve of
创世纪前面。好，大家看。但以理书第十二章第二第三节，请弟兄读。
Verses 2 and 3 of chapter 12 of Daniel.
一、二、三。这里讲什么？
What does he say here?
睡在尘埃里面的。
Those who sleep in dust.
什么意思呢？被埋葬死人。
Within they are buried.
上帝说不是。
What say no?
他你以为他死了吗
？You think they are dead?
他要再起来。
They will rise.
凡是起来的，就是正在睡觉。
They are awake because they have been sleeping.
睡觉是会再起来，叫做睡觉。
Because when you sleep, you'll be awakened.
睡在尘埃的人。
Those who are sleeping in dust.
都起来的。
They awake.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为有复活。
God, there's the resurrection.
复活又怎么样呢
？After resurrection,
有一部分的人
，part of them,
就受称赞
，they'll be praised,
得永生
，have eternal life.
有一部分的人
，and the other one,
复活又就受刑罚
，they'll be condemned,
蒙羞辱
，they put the shame.
所以这里告诉我们，一人、二人都要复活。大家说，一人、二人都要复活。接下去
，and then
他说的，其中有得永生的
，and those who have eternal life,
有得永远羞辱的。
Some have eternal shame.
智慧人必发光
，and the wise will shine.
如同天上的光
，and like the light of the heaven.
那是多人归义的
，and those who lead many to righteousness.
必发光如星，直到永永远远。
They will shine like a star forever and ever.
复活以后
，after resurrection,
那些为主发光
，those who shine
领人归主
，those who bring
见了国子的
，those are bear fruit.
他们要继续不断永永远远发光。
They continue to shine forever and ever.
感谢上帝。
Praise God，
这表示复活以后的荣耀。
Which is after resurrection we have the glory。
我们的上帝说：“但以理写下来，写写写。”
And God said, "Daniel, write it down."
但以理就写写写写。
And Daniel wrote it down.
这些他都不明白啊。
He doesn't understand.
他不懂哎。
He doesn't know.
因为我的经验里面没有这样的东西。
Because I don't have personal experience for this.
什么叫做睡觉尘埃也会再爬起来？我不知道。
Sleeping dust will awake.
既然上帝叫我写，我就写。
But God asked me to write.
他也学会了。
He learned.
像亚伯兰不辩论。
But Abraham never debate with God.
但是他修一半修不成。
But halfway he learned, he never learned it right.
他一面写就问上帝一句话。
He asked God a statement.
上帝马上回答他。
And God answered him.
这个是旧约的问题解答。
This is a question answer in Old Testament.
第八节。
And verse 8.
姐妹读。第八节。一、二、三。他一面写了。
So he was writing.
上帝叫他记录，他记录。
God asked him to write here.
一再，两再，三再。打破圣名权力这些事都要成就
主啊
我写是写了
因为
你叫我写吗
Because you asked me
我不明白
I don't understand.
以后怎么办
What to do?
上帝说
God say,
不明白
you don't have to understand.
你一直写
You just write.
写完了你也死
And then you will die after your
糟糕没办法怎么办主啊不明白
God, I don't understand.
就是写
That's right.
所以我告诉你
I tell you,
如果先知所写的他都明白
If what the prophet has written, all they understand,
就是他思想想出来的东西
which is something that comes from their mind.
如果先知所写的他自己都不明白
if the prophet when they write it don't understand,
才是上帝启示他的东西
which God has revealed to them.
你明白吗
？Understand?
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
他写不明白，主啊，等一等啊，不要再讲到这里，我问你以后怎么办呢
？He wrote and then he asked God because
he 要怎么办呢？我告诉你，你不必知道
，You don't have to know.
以后哈。连你也去死
，because in the future you die too.
利亚也死
，you will die too.
他们睡在尘埃，你也死
They die in dust, you will die also.
那么到了时候
When the time comes,
你写完了
after you've written,
你不明白
you understand?
你先死吧
you die first.
死了以后
after that,
你也会起来
you will rise
起来以后
after you awaken,
你就得到赏赐
you have the reward,
为你预备的
prepared for you.
不明白
you don't understand?
还可以拿到
you still have the reward.
感谢主
praise God.
不明白还有福分
because you have a share even though you don't understand.
这顺服上帝是二十三节，大家读。
Verse 12 and
13. 一二三，等到一千三百三十五日，那人变为有福。第十三节，一同大声读：你且去等候结局，因为你必安歇。到了末期，你必起来享受什么？你的福分。写。
So you just write down.
写完了。不明白。
You don't understand?
不要紧。
Never mind.
写完了。
After written,
你去安息。
You just die.
死掉吧。
Take rest.
你也会死的。
You are right to die too.
死了以后。
After that.
到了末期。
When the end time comes.
你也起来。
You also be awakened.
末期起来什么意思啊
？What do you have to be awakened in the last time?
什么意思啊？哇
！Resurrection.
我知道我的救世主活着。
I know my Redeemer lives.
末了，他要站在地上。
At end time, we will stand upon the earth.
我那个时候。
At that time.
我皮肉灭绝了。
My skin that destroyed.
我肉身之内。
In my body.
我必见他。
I will see him.
我的心肠消灭了
there's yearning in my heart
我亲自看见他
I see him personally
复活
resurrection
感谢上帝
praise God
复活的道理
the doctrine of resurrection
不在埃及
not in Egypt
不在巴比伦
not in Babylon
不在中国
not in China
不在印度
not in India
不在任何宗教里
not in any religion
在这本圣
but in this Bible
感谢上帝
praise God
当耶稣从死里复活的时候
when Christ resurrected
你以为是神话吗
you thought it's a fallacy
不是
no
是神亲自成全他的意思
it's God who has done his own will
因为他吞灭死亡
because he swallowed up death
直到永永远
forever and ever
所以
because of that
基督徒不需要怕死
Christian do not be afraid of death
大家说基督徒不需要怕死死怕我们
Death will be frightened of us.
因为基督已经吞灭死亡。
Because Christ has swallowed up death.
Amen. 感谢主。
Praise God.
我们站起来祷告。
So we all rise.
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。我终最都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。